Back now with Day to Day. If you spend a lot of time online, maybe you're already a member of the hugely popular social network, Facebook. It's a good way to stay connected to friends. And that's what drew TV critic Andrew Wallenstein to sign up earlier this year. But now he's left wondering, just what does friendship mean in the internet age?
So there's this guy. Let's call him Bob. Bob wants to be my friend, which is remarkable because I've never met Bob, though we know some of the same people. But because I don't really know him, I declined his friendship on Facebook. Undeterred, he proceeded to resubmit his virtual request 5 more times, which kind of freaked me out. In the absence of a photo on his profile page, I started imagining he resembled Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
I can outlearn you. I can outread you. I can outthink you. And I can out-philosophize you. And I'm going to outlast you.
Perhaps I shouldn't have been surprised some months later when this happened. A mutual acquaintance of ours said, Bob thinks you're, and I quote, stuck up. Now remember, he's never even met me. And therein lies my confusion as to just what being a friend on Facebook really means. On a technical level, it's pretty simple. Extending friendship is as easy as searching for my name on the site and clicking a link that reads, add as a friend. Then I get an email asking to confirm our friendship, which really isn't too demanding a relationship. All it entitles you to is full access to each other's profile pages. Now, silly me thought when I first joined Facebook that it would be a more efficient means of trading messages and photos with people who are my actual, honest-to-God, real-time friends. That's friends as in, I know you very well. I like you. I care about you. I think Dionne Warwick sang it best.
I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Little did I know that friendship meant something different on Facebook. Basically, every human being you have ever known is your friend. And I've learned to appreciate that aspect of it. Facebook has evolved for me into a social version of a carbon footprint, enabling me to gauge just how broad a mark I've made on my fellow man. Still, I've wasted so much time agonizing over the friendship worthiness of long-forgotten coworkers or ancient ex-girlfriends that I've considered drastic measures. Yes, I have contemplated what is known as Facebook suicide, removing my identity entirely from the site. Luckily, I am just narcissistic enough to hang in there. You see, I can't bear the thought of the internet without me. But that doesn't change my stance on Bob. I've discovered he's of a breed of Facebookers on some kind of maniacal pursuit to tally as high a friend total as possible, as if the site was offering prizes for top scores. But until that happens, I've set what I think is a common sense rule. Being my friend means we've at least spoken on one occasion. Hey, a guy's got to have his standards.
Andrew Wallenstein, he's deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.